Welcome back to the Injury Prone Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Edwin Porras, doctor of physical therapy, medical analyst at fantasypoints.com. We are here for the walk-in clinic. Going to review every injury in week three, moving on to week four with an associated transaction. You're going to hear about Mike Williams, Derek Carr, Jimmy Garoppolo, Deebo Samuel, Gus Edwards, Rashad Bateman, Brandon Ayuk, and anybody else that's relevant, which I think that should cover it. I'll give you a few updates here at the end because it is a relatively short week. Make sure you're joining the Injury Prone Patreon, patreon.com/injuryprone. Make sure you are subscribing to the YouTube channel if you're watching on YouTube. If you're on the audio only podcast, we do have a YouTube channel. Head over, subscribe there, show your love, show your support. So it's been quite the interesting week for injuries, not necessarily too voluminous, if you will, with the injuries, but there are a few and there are some significant things to review. So we'll start with Mike Williams, obviously coming off the 25-point PPR point performance. Unfortunately, Mike Williams does tear his ACL. That one was fairly obvious on video. What you can expect from Mike Williams is if it's a relatively straightforward ACL repair and he has no complications, he should be ready to roll by week one of 2024. So unfortunately for Mike Williams, his season is over. You can drop him. Feel free to drop him in redraft leagues. If you want to pick up immediate production, the answer is probably Josh Palmer. If you want somebody who has a little bit of a higher ceiling, but a little bit more unknown and really hasn't shown it as of right now, you can go with Quentin Johnson, but those are just two options in that offense. Obviously, they still have Austin Eckler will be back likely within the next few weeks. As they mentioned before, you still have Keenan Allen. Obviously, Justin Herbert can spread the ball around. Another injury that should take some time away, according to Adam Schefter, but not necessarily a season ending, is Derek Carr. Derek Carr has an AC joint sprain that is essentially the throwing shoulder. He got slammed down on that throwing shoulder. He was sent to the hospital, so that is a little scary. They wanted to clear him for internal injury. What you need to know about this specific injury is that typically quarterbacks lose about 17 days. NFL quarterbacks lose 17 days of time with this injury. So obviously we're sitting right at the 2.5 week mark. So Derek Carr could miss upwards of 2 weeks, potentially 3 weeks. They do want to take their time with him. But if he comes back too soon, he could re-injure it. And his accuracy also could be just very bad. So obviously going to matter for the Saints offense, going to matter for Chris Olave, going to matter for Alvin Kamara and everybody in that offense. So hold your breath and hope this doesn't extend beyond about a 2 week absence for Derek Carr. Jimmy Garoppolo in the concussion protocol. Obviously, we need him to be healthy for Devontae Adams, for Jacoby Myers, for the Raiders. We need those guys on the field. We need that quarterback on the field to be able to provide and facilitate some sort of functional offense. So what can you expect from Jimmy Garoppolo is that essentially, as I mentioned last week with Anthony Richardson, about 50% of quarterbacks who have been in the concussion protocol since 2018, they end up coming back the following week. So 50% of quarterbacks don't miss any time at all. Hopefully that's the case with Jimmy Garoppolo, but these stats are really, really tenuous. They're not as sticky because concussions can basically be unpredictable. So if Jimmy comes back, obviously he's going to be at a higher risk of re-injury for another concussion. So just watch him throughout the week and make sure that he does indeed make it through the protocol before week four. Deebo Samuel wasn't at practice on Monday, but he's really, it's unlikely that he's going to miss any time due to this ribs injury that he suffered. The 49ers do have that mini bye, so he's going to get a full week plus to be able to recover and recuperate. They're not saying that it's a big deal. They're saying that it's not a big deal at all. So was for Deebo Samuel, plan on having him as of now. No real associated transaction here. Gus Edwards sustained his first career concussion, so that's not fun. What you need to know about concussions in running backs is, again, since 2018, 50% of running backs also have missed time. But 50%, obviously, they made it through practice and they were able to play the following week. So, again, what you're seeing with concussions is that it is sort of a 50-50 coin toss, especially if it's their first concussion. If it were their second, like with Anthony Richardson, then it's probably safer to assume that they're not going to play the following week. But since this is Edwards' first concussion of his career, it's something to consider that he's about a 50% chance to miss. You know, if you're looking at Justice Hill, I guess he could be back, but he could still miss another week depending on what he's dealing with. Running backs with foot injury, which is what Justice Hill has, typically cause a missed time of about 1 to 2 weeks. Brandon Ayuk, really moral of the story, he should be fine. He's probably going to be back in week four without any real concerns or injuries, just minimal to moderate risk for re-injury, but that's pretty typical for the type of injury that he had. Rashad Bateman, his usage went way up in the last 2 weeks. That probably is what contributed to this hamstring tightness. Have to monitor him and make sure that he makes it through practice and that he makes it through to the game. He is at a higher, you know, volatility. We'll see what happens with Odell Beckham Jr. Right now, I understand if you have to drop Rashad Bateman. I get it. It hurts me. It pains me because I don't think he's gotten a fair shake of it. I think he's had some pretty bad injury luck. But if you have to drop him, I understand. I'm continuing to hold him in most places that I have him. Some quick updates on guys. Anthony Richardson probably will be back in week four. Saquon admitted to having a high ankle sprain. Wow, look at that. We're so shocked. Week five is really the soonest possible return for him if we want to see him even close to 100%. David Montgomery, probably not going to make it to get through TNF, but he should be back in week five. Jalen Waddle, very good chance to return in week four after his concussion. That is everybody. Gracias por tus oídos. Hey, good luck on the waiver wire. Make sure you're joining the Patreon, patreon.com/injuryprone. Make sure you're subscribing to the YouTube channel, the Injury Prone podcast on YouTube. And that's really, follow me on Twitter, at FBInjuryDoc. Last thing is Patreon members, they're going to get a Q&A today, a little Q&A post. Hit me up on Twitter for your longer form non-start sit injury questions you're wondering for 2023 and beyond. Hit me up on Twitter at FBInjuryDoc. For those, have a good day.